Okay, BL, what's the plan? Patience, Mr. Smith. Let's continue our tour. This underground living has become most horrible. You see, the uranium glows, gives us ample light. And because of the reflective surfaces here, this single candle's heat is spread and magnified to provide warmth. That at least is interesting. But here, Mr. Christopher Smith, lies the core of our underground empire. I developed this high-speed mole, and with it, we have tunneled to every landmass on Earth. Of course, these will be our invasion routes. What? Invasion routes? Invasion?
Invasion?
Invasion? How can you hope to overcome all the armies of the world? Once again, weapons. I told you, we have inherited powerful weapons. This kook is serious. I've got to do something. I've got to do something. I've got to do something. You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM out of the University of Winnipeg. This is a reading of The Peacemaker, number 2, May 1967.
Six medals for six heroes. They followed Scorpio's command through the frozen bloodstone sands of Mars. Passion is the true aphrodisiac. Need is a burning journey. Each moment lives through a crossfire, and the password is win. Afraid and not care that you are afraid is the courage of which Scorpio is made.
We return to The Peacemaker, number 2, May 1967. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. Here, Christopher Smith, lies the core of our underground empire. I developed this high-speed mall, and with it, we have tunneled into every landmass on Earth. Of course, these will be our invasion routes. Invasion routes? Invasions? How can you hope to overcome all the armies of the world? Easy. Weapons. Our weapons, I told you. We have inherited powerful weapons. This kook is serious. I've got to go and do something. Do something. Do something. Christopher Smith races into the labyrinth. He escapes from the faceless men. Always prepared for an emergency, Christopher Smith becomes the Peacemaker, man of action. 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 I must reach Bial and stop him from bringing death to all mankind. All mankind.
Hold them! Hold them! Get the cage!
A strange device suddenly drops over the Peacemaker. It is a maximum steel cage developed by the slave masters, now employed by ex-slaves. Well, at least you'll be in no position to interfere while I order the war that will destroy millions. Peacemaker, in his cage, thinks to himself, if I can get this explosive attached to this cage without anyone noticing, but first let me permit me to show you how clever we are. Many of my men have taken the identities of prominent leaders. Now you can see how effective that will be when I change into the Peacemaker.
It will never happen. I'm going to stop it. Stop it.
The Peacemaker sets off an explosive, and the cage is ripped to shreds. As the Peacemaker leaps towards Bial, the leader of the faceless army changes into his own image.
Not even the Peacemaker can stop me. The time is now!
The Peacemaker is being grabbed by by Bial's other men. But he struggles to get away from them. The peacemaker. He is overwhelmed as the horde rushes to board the mall.
Onward to the attack!
Ignored in all the new excitement, the peacemaker desperately ponders his next move.
I've got it. I've got to stop that mole with this laser.
A small bolt jets from Peacemaker's helmet. A searing flash and a giant machine is torn from its rails. The unexpected happens. The laser beam is picked up by the cavern's mirrored surfaces. The cave becomes as bright as the sun under this bombardment. It's setting off a chain reaction. A chain reaction. If there was a time to leave this party, it's now! Each reflection becomes another laser! And the peacemaker clears the entrance just in seconds, ahead of a huge explosion that vaporizes the mountain!
Gone! It's gone! Our mine! It's gone! Oh.
I'm afraid so.
But, what can I tell my Prime Minister?
Just tell him. The inspection team is satisfied that no illegal tests will be made here. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of The Peacemaker, number 2, May, the year 1967.
Soul. Yeah. And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you. Are you ready for another groovy story on
Comic Book Radio Theater?
I think you are. I say so. And who is I who say so? My name's Martin R. Howell. All right. I'm here every late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, whatever side of the clock you are on. Let's get to our next story really quick. I will tell you this. It alludes to the Cold War between the U.S. and Russia and the Iron Curtain and all that stuff. And, oh no, World War III could be just around the corner and all that stuff. Can the peacemaker stop this from happening? He has all these amazing guns and gadgets and even stuff like airplanes and automobiles that he could use. Is that enough to stop dictators? Dictatorships, authoritarians, is that enough? You only know if you listen to Comic Book Radio Theater and my reading of The Peacemaker, number 2, May of 1976. 1967, excuse me, May of 1967. And let me tell you something else. When I'm done with this reading, we will listen to music that was freshly pressed and put out there for public consumption. That's what I want to say. We'll listen to The Ventures from Tacoma, Washington. If you love your surf rock, instrumental surf rock, you'll love The Ventures. We'll hear from the Turtles and their biggest hit they ever had. We'll also hear from The Loving Spoonful, John Sebastian on main vocals, lead vocals. And you know you are in a time way back when you hear Herb Elpart and the Tijuana Brass. So The Ventures, The Turtles, The Loving Spoonful, and Herb Elpart. That's what you get. All right, I'm kind of in a rush. I'm a little bit short on time. So I will just say, this is CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. It's in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. And you are awesome for listening to it. All right. Anything else? Oh, yeah. We are the University of Winnipeg.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The Ultimatum! Ultimatum! Once more, the world tilters on the edge of an abyss. A madman has seized power, and he has built up a war machine. A war machine which he intends to turn loose on all mankind.
All mankind.
Today is the day of the ultimatum. Premier Gek goes on world television and radio to announce his plans of destruction and conquest to the entire planet and to the peacemaker.
Clever diplomatic speeches cannot deter me, Christopher Smith. Behold all the weapons that will smash all armies sent against me. In a moment you will see the grandest warplane ever built. This alone will ensure victory for me!
Premier Gek, I warned you! You are doomed to fail! Doomed to fail! Doomed to fail! This is Christopher Smith. As the U.S. diplomat, peace envoy, no man is more opposed to war and violence. But when diplomacy fails, Christopher Smith becomes the peacemaker, master of awesome weapons of his own creation. In Geneva, Switzerland, where endless arms conferences are held, Christopher Smith and his shapely secretary are returning to their Swiss chalet, where the U.S. envoy has its private offices and other facilities.
Well, you have now seen Premier Gex. Well, you have now seen Premier Gex's arms build up firsthand, Mr. Smith.
Yes, and it worries me tremendously. Premier Gek isn't bluffing. He's looking for a war. Christopher Smith uses his direct phone line to the White House to express his concern over Premier Gek. 3 days from now, Gek will stage a parade to flaunt his military might. I urge an alert! A mighty alert, I urge it! All jet bombers, airborne, all missiles, and Polaris submarines at the ready! I don't think Premier Gek will change his mind. I'll keep trying, yes. I'll be on the reviewing stand with him during the parade. The parade It begins. The air is charged with hostility. Premier Gek has drained his nation's wealth to produce this terrifying war machine. The thundering roar of the mobile weapons sends up a dread that chills the hearts of the entire world.
I see that you are impressed, Mr. Christopher Smith. But the best is yet to come. My ultimate war plane.
Christopher Smith thinks to himself.
If that fighter bomber is as good as he thinks it is, and he has them in good numbers, so, just when does your mighty warplane appear, my excellency?
Soon, soon.
The earth will cower at the sight of it. Let me tell you about my dragon. This aircraft achieves a speed of 3,000 miles per hour. It carries a recoilless 80-millimeter cannon which fires small atomic shells. The rockets also deliver atomic charges and the most advanced fire control systems direct this weaponry. And in case you're wondering, I have a squadron full of them. Ha! Full of them!
Full of them!
Here they come!
Here they come!
There, you decadent, democratic dog, you! There is my ultimatum. What is your answer?
Christopher Smith, peacemaker, thinks to himself.
I'll have to admit it. Those planes, they look dangerous. They look deadly.
Notify your U.S. president. I will attack. Unless I receive an immediate surrender.
You have issued the ultimatum. I'll go deliver it.
Christopher Smith walks away from Premier Gek and thinks to himself,
I'm glad I warned Washington beforehand. Premier Gek carry out his attack. And if he does, he'll be destroyed. However, I've got to prevent it from reaching to that stage. I've got to become the peacemaker.
Peacemaker. Peacemaker.
Quickly, Christopher Smith moves to his private quarters. And in a moment, the U.S. envoy thinks to himself,
I've got to clip that buzzard's wings and fast, and fast. Christopher Smith has become the peacemaker. And once again, he faces the ambitions of madmen. Premier Gek is waiting for me to bring him the reply from the U.S. president. He won't wait long for that. He won't wait long. My own jet is just outside the city. I've got to reach for it. I've got to reach it.
I've got to reach it.
Still opposed to violence, the peacemaker races to his jet fighter. Perhaps his scientific genius can stop Premier Gek's attack upon this world. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM out of the University of Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of The Peacemaker, number 2, May 1967. You are listening to a reading of The Peacemaker, number 2, May 1967. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Quickly, Christopher Smith moves to his private quarters, and in a moment, the U.S. envoy has become the peacemaker. And once again, he faces the ambitions of madmen. I've got to clip that buzzard's wings, and fast. Premier Gek is waiting for me to bring him the reply from the U.S. president. And he won't wait long. My own jet is just outside the city. I've got to reach it.
I've got to reach it.
Still opposed to violence, the peacemaker races to a jet fighter of his own design. Perhaps his scientific genius can stop Premier Gek's attack upon this world. I'm glad I flew here in this I'm glad I flew here in this instead of my conventional aircraft. It may save the day.
Save the day.
They'll pick me up on radar at any moment. And with radar-controlled missiles, I won't last long.
I won't last long.
This little black box inside my specially designed plane, it was designed for especially this.
The Peacemaker's hurtling jet sets off air raid alarms. The anti-aircraft bases erupt into action. Missiles controlled by radar are sent skyward in different directions, and different directions aimlessly because of the Peacemaker's little anti-radar device.
What is happening?
Nothing. Nothing is working properly. One of our missiles has just demolished the waterworks. Whoa!
Attention! Attention! Special squadron! Intercept! Intruder! Destroy him! Destroy him! He will not survive! He will not survive the first blast! Let me have the honor of destroying him!
On target for kill! They're guided missiles. Only one way to avoid them. And that is to destroy them first.
Destroy them first. Destroy them first.
My missile got him. The credit is mine. Not yet.
No, not yet. The Peacemaker's missiles destroyed attacking rockets and the command plane.
Quickly, use the atomic cannon!
Jet fighter bombers hurtle at supersonic speeds after the Peacemaker, who banks clear. The enemy is too intent on their quarry to see what's beyond that. Unable to pull out, the squadron carries its atomic weapons into a flaming impact!
Impact!
And the powerful shells devastate the area as the Peacemaker flies clear! A message to Premier Geck from this intruder. Here is your answer to your ultimatum.
You'll pay, the whole world will pay!
But Premier Geck's roars of rage are lost in the thunder of Mach 4 jets as the Peacemaker releases a thick vapor onto the city. The gas has taken effect, and Premier Geck's mechanized horde army is be still. Are they dead or asleep? Asleep. Asleep. Attention, UN inspection teams. Premier Gek's war machine has been neutralized. Premier Gek will be willing to discuss disarmament agreements now. 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 Now it is all over. All over. The man of peace can now put down the weapons he so dislikes using. The need for violence is past. Once more, Christopher Smith can employ the tools of diplomacy and publicly crusade against war, which he so much dislikes. Christopher Smith is back at his private quarters in Geneva, Switzerland.
Mr. Smith, the report from Central Asia has just arrived. It.
I know. I'll send a severe note by courier. We'll be at it again. It never stops. The end.
Okay. All right. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM out of the University of Winnipeg. We do this. You are listening to a reading of The Peacemaker, number 2, May, the year 1967.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how the world could be. So very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, and had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together, and how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together, so happy together. I don't know how. But you're a big boy now. And the great big world that I threw before you, the pretty faces and the clouds that tore you. And it's all so different when you get the sources. And love will make you strong. It's a team of wild horses. I know there's things you never thought before that have to do with walking out those doors. You can forget as long as I'm alive. Well, I don't know how, but you're a big boy now. Come on and take a bow, 'cause you're a big boy now. Come on and take a bow, 'cause you're a big boy now. And I don't know how, 'cause you're a big boy.
Amazing. I read all these comic books to you. I have 5 hours to do so. It still wasn't enough. You know what? That's not so bad. Come back next week, late Saturday night, CKUW Comic Book Radio Theater. I will read you some more comic books. I will. Okay. Anyway, I must say cheerio, toodaloo, ta-ta, and all that. And most of all, I want to say, take care, good listeners. This is CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.